One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Do we live in a society that finds it hard to forgive? I think so. Why do I think so? Perhaps because I myself am not the quickest to forgive wrongs done to me or the community where I live and work. Perhaps because I notice that discussion programs on radio and television are increasingly dedicated to having people call in, text in, come themselves into studio and air their grievances. And the grievances are generally accompanied by a litany of blame. "I know who is responsible," they tend to say, "and they're getting away with it, and I protest." Those who judge can do so on the basis of a whim, of instinct, or perhaps on the basis of a good knowledge of the law. This was behind the Pharisees' complaint in the text we heard. They knew the law, they saw people breaking it, and so they questioned the leader of the group of lawbreakers. The calm reaction of Jesus is to point out that the law will have been written for a purpose, to serve a particular need. Is that need being undermined by this nonchalant, almost thoughtless action of plucking grains while out for a walk? Or have things somehow been tossed upside down? The law is intended for the use of human beings and to assist in the living of life in society. It is not the law that is the judge of what is right and wrong. No, it is the good of people that is crucial, which is perhaps why love is the first and also the second of the commandments. Not obedience, not loyalty even to a legal text, ancient or modern. No, first the love of God, meaning the recognition of the order of things and our existence and life as gift, and then love of neighbor, meaning the recognition of relationships between people and the good ordering of all such links for the health of one and all. Is there good news hidden somewhere then? Oh yes, there is. Are you ever good at forgiving? Yes, I think so. I speak for myself. I think I'm good at forgiving myself, perhaps even to a fault. There may be aspects of my life that need a more detached or independent assessment, and that's where the faith and order of the community of disciples, and indeed of wider society, can come in and help. But I have noticed how easily I can forgive myself, excuse myself, and move on. Can we love our neighbor as we love ourselves? Can we forgive our neighbor as we forgive ourselves? It is a program you and I might find helpful during 2009. You know, just to suggest. No, actually it's not just a suggestion. It is, I'm advised, in line with how Jesus would encourage us to treat one another.